I want to start the Mishnah Rabbos. I just two small nekudos related to yesterday's shiur. First of all, the Mar Mokum and the Rashbam that I was mentioning, I didn't give you the exact daf. It's the Mishnah on daf Nun Zayin. Eilu Dvarim Sheyesh Lehem Chazaka. And that's where the Rashbam says that if you have Tashmishim, that we interpret as Tashmishim Gedolim, very substantial Tashmishim, then the Chazak is with Gimel Shanim. And we noted that it sounds like a stira because Rashbam writes elsewhere that Cheskas Tashmishim is La'alter right away. And that's what we mentioned in the tour, Kuf Nun Gimel, that it depends. If it's a Tashmishim Gedolim, then the derech is to write a star. And that's when you need Shalosh Shanim. And Tashmish Ketanim, it's not the Derech to write a star, so that's why it's the altar. That was that one Mar Makom. The other interesting Mar Makom I found last night with regard to Shitas HaRambam on establishing Cheskas Marakama. So we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah, and other Rishonim say this as well, that as long as the Marakama, as long as he comes with Edom, that he lived there for one day, that establishes his Cheskas Marakama. Darba Chad Yoma, which we'll see in another context later on, but that's what it takes to establish Cheskas Marakama. So that means that if he has Edom, he lived there once upon a time for a day, now this Machzik doesn't have Gimel Shanim, so the Machzik will lose. Even though he might have more than a day, but the Cheskas Marakama has been established already with the Edom that he lived for a day on this land. In Shitas HaRambam, Rab Issa Zalman is Medaik, maybe otherwise. I think he quotes from the Bach that even the Rambam agrees, like it's brought in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rishonim here, that Cheskas Marakama is established with Darbo Chad Yoma. This is Zalman wanted to be Medaik from the Lashon of Rambam. We read it yesterday in Perkei Aleph, that he has to bring Edim that it was Yodua that he was the owner. The Lashon of Rambam is a little bit mashma that way, that it's not just Chad Yoma that's enough to establish Cheskas Marakama. It has to be that it was known that he was considered to be the owner. And in fact, Ritz Zalman appears in the two places, in Perek Beis of Hilchot Shechinim, of all places, not directly in this Rambam. And he refers to it in the back, in Hashmatis, to the volume which has Mishpatim and Shoftim. I think it's in Daf Ayin Aleph, where he has Hashmatis and various things that he didn't have in the Sefer itself. He refers to the Rambam Perek Yudal of Toin Benitan, and what that which he said in Perek Beis of Shechinim. Actually, Daf Ayin Tes in that edition, in that volume. And he says that it appears that the Rambam means that you have to have Edom that it was Yodua, that he was the owner. And I think someone was writing Ma'or yesterday that this would be much better with the understanding that we brought out from the Rambam. That the Pshat in the Rambam is that why is it you can't have a Tfisa on the part of the Machzik with less than Gimel Shanim, and why is it different than Cheskas Mitalkalin? We mentioned one approach based on the Ritva's Lashon here and the Levush and the Marit, that you have a Tfisa, but it's not called Tfisa Muchachas. The Tfisa has to indicate something by Metaltalin, so sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. If it's something that you could attribute to his, it's being in his possession, not because he bought it, then you don't have a Cheskas Metaltalin either. So the Ritva said that when it comes to Karka, since there's an ease in which somebody can go to someone else's Karka, therefore, it doesn't prove really that he is the owner just because he's sitting on the karka. So there is a tfisa, but it's not tfisa muchachas. That was one approach. But we wanted to be medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, the way the Rambam sets up the halacha, that there's a principle here which is underlying everything. Why can't you have a chazaka with less than 3 years? Because fundamentally, the chazaka by karka is different than metaltalin in that you don't hold karka in the same way you hold metaltalin. Metaltalin you hold because it's movable, you take it where you are, you put it in your reshus, it's held in that sense. The way you hold karka is the fact that you carry with it the title, and people know you to be the marakama. And so in a sense, you're holding it from afar. You're not holding it necessarily by being in it. It's not like metaltalin in that way. So therefore, the very definition of tfisa is fundamentally different by metaltalin and by karka. Therefore, even though there's a squatter that's sitting on the karka, but who's really holding the karka? The answer is the marakama, because the marakama is the one that's known to be the owner. That's how you own something when it comes to real estate. The fact that you walk around and it's known that you are the one that has title to this piece of real estate. So if that's the mahalach that we made in the lesson of Rambam, Koach Hakakos Hayiduos Hebecheskas Balein, the Rambam said, Koach Hakakos Hayiduos the Balein Harein Becheskas Balein. So the Yiduos the Balein would make perhaps more sense in light of Rav Yisrael Zalman's pshat in the Rambam, that the Becheskas Marakama is a function not of just the fact that he was known for one day to have lived there, but the fact that he was known to have in fact been the owner. So that would certainly dovetail well with the pshat that we would medayik in the Rambam. Again, you could perhaps stretch it if you wanted and say that Sof Kol Sof being there for one day does establish some sense that he must be the owner. And maybe that's also enough to carry with it the sense that he's known to be the Bailim and he's the Muchzik. But I think it would be a lot easier to hear the Svara if you take, in fact, Rav Zalman's pshat in the Rambam, that Cheskas Mar Kama needs more than just Yom Echad. That's an important thing to keep in mind as we move along in this parak. What exactly does it take to establish Cheskas Mar Kama? The way it's brought in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rishonim, that simply the fact that you know he lived for a day is sufficient. Okay, this is all with regard to two nekudos regarding to yesterday's shiur. Let's read now the Mishnah, and we'll get into the cases that the Mishnah outlines for Cheskas Gimushanim. Says the Mishnah, Cheskas habatim v'aboros v'ashichin v'amoros v'ashavachos v'amechatzos u'beis habadin u'beis hashalchin v'ha'avodim. There are nine specific cases mentioned here in this first grouping. And the Mishnah goes on, it says, v'chol sh'ose peros todir. This is really the underlying characteristic, the feature of the nine cases outlined. All of these cases are in fact considered to be osa peros tadir, a house, you live in it constantly. The wells, various shapes of wells, boas shichin ma'aros, are used to water the field with. That's Rabbeinu Gershom's point. Shovachos, your megadel birds, chicks. So again, it's something that you do year round. Merchatzos is a bathhouse. Again, it's considered to be osa peros tadir. It's used on a regular basis. Beis Abadin is also considered that. As Tosus will relate to that issue. Beis Hashalchin, Rashi comments already, the fact that Beis Hashalchin means that you water the field on a regular basis because you have built into the field a system of irrigation. You have a spring, and therefore you use it constantly to water. That's considered osa peros tadir, and so too Avadin, that you mishtamish with the avadim on a daily basis. So these are all considered to be things that are osa peros tadir. And therefore, says the Mishnah, in that case, cheskasan shalashanim miyom liyom. So again, we discussed yesterday the notion of cheskas raya, that's the holy soul of this perek. Cheskas raya, there's a question between the one who's on the karka and the person who's the marakama. You know he's a marakama based on, again, whatever shita you'll say, you know he was there for a day, he's established to be a cheskas marakama. You have the taina of the machzik that says, I bought it from you. And so the Mishnah is telling us that in order to be able to view the karka as the cheskas hamachzik and not the cheskas marakama, you have to have edim that he was here for 3 years and he had to be using it over the 3 years. And if you have the cheskas shalashanim, it has to be miyom liyom, says the Mishnah. It can't be abbreviated 3 years. It has to be a full 3 years in these cases. And only then can you view the karka as being in the cheskas hamachzik. So the marakama becomes the motzi, and the machzik is really the muchzik. That's the first category in the Mishnah. In contrast to that, the Mishnah goes on and tells us, Sadeh habal cheskasa shalashanim ve'einan miyom liyom. When it comes to a sadeh that's not, the irrigation is not built into the sadeh that you constantly water it, but it's totally in the rain season and therefore the produce is not constant, but it's only one time a year generally, then the Mishnah says the chazakah, again to establish that the machzik is correct in his claim and to believe him, view him as the muchzik in his claim that he bought it, it would be sufficient to have a shalosh shanim that's not miyom liyom. What does that mean? Shalosh shanim miyom liyom. So Rashi's interpretation is, we'll see inside in a minute, what it says a minute later in the Mishnah, that we have now Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, who are coming to explain pshat in what it was just stated before. What does it mean, Sholoshem in Yom Liyom? Rabbi Shmuel explains as follows. That in the case of Sada Baal, the Chazaka can be in 18 months. How does it break down? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gimel Chadashim Barishona, Gimel Bachrona, Ushnema Sachodesh Be'emtsa, Hare Yud Ches Chodesh. That if you have the case of a field that's not constantly producing, then the Chazaka of Sholosh Shana can be established in an abbreviated way. It's not Sholosh Shana Miyom Liyom, it's Sholosh Shana Ve'ena Miyom Liyom. How do you have Sholosh Shana that's not Miyom Liyom? You have 3 months Barishona, if you will, the first year. You have the entire middle year, that's 12 months. And again, 3 months in the Achrona. And that is the Sholosh Shana Ve'ena Miyom Liyom. That's Rabbi Yishmael's take on how you have Einam Yom Liyom by Sada Baal. Rabbi Akiva is makel even more. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chodesh Barishona, Chodesh Barachrona, V'Yud Beis Chodesh Baemtsa. Harei Yudaut Chodesh. So Rabbi Akiva says you can have the Einam Yom Liyom in 14 months. This is according to Rashi's interpretation of the Mishnah. There is a statement of Rav that's quoted in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav on the days. Both Rav and Shmuel comment on the Mishnah and say, Zu Divrei, however Chachamim say otherwise. So let's focus on Rav's statement, Lamed Vav on the days. Rav says, Zu Divrei Shmuel Rebbe Akiva, Avo Chachamim Omrim, Cheskasa Shalashanim Miyom Liyom. What exactly is Rav teaching us? So as understood by the Rashbam, and this is apparently Rashi's shita here as well, there is another shita that exists as far as the halacha of Sholosh Shanim by Sade HaBaal. It's not a shita that's mentioned in the Mishnah, but it's a shita that Rav is letting us know such a shita exists, and that's the Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that even by Sade HaBaal, you require Sholosh Shanim miyom liyom, means you can't have an abbreviated 3 years in the form of 18 months for Rabbi Shmuel or 14 months for Rabbi Akiva, but it's got to be the entire Sholosh Shanim like you have by the case of Osef Peres Tadir. There's no distinction, therefore, according to the Rabbanan, between the first grouping of the Mishnah and the second case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi Akiva. When the Mishnah states, Sada HaBaal Cheskasa Sholosh Shanim V'en Yom Liyom, it means what Rabbi Shmuel Ben Akiva come to explain right afterwards. But that din is not Likuy Alma. From the Rashbam, it would also appear that the halacha indeed is not like Rabbi Shmuel Ben Akiva, but it's in fact like those Rabbanan. And therefore, the whole din of the Mishnah should not be l'halacha. The din is Cheskas Sholosh Shanim Miyom Liyom, whether it's Osa Peros Tadir, whether it's Eina Osa Peros Tadir. That's the first thing we should notice in terms of the Peshat here. This is how Rashi and the Rashbam assume. The Rashbam over there, Dibur HaMaskel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, says something even more fascinating. And this is going to be very nogea for Daf Chavtes. Says the Rashbam, why is it that the Rabbanan, according to Rav, the Rabbanan, I mean the Rabbanan of Rav, Shmuel's Rabbanan is something else that we won't get into right now, but the Rabbanan of Rav hold that no matter what, whether it's Osa Peros or Ein Osa Peros Tadir, you always need the full Sholosh Shanim, not 18 months, but the full 3 years. Why is that true? Says the Rashbam, because the reason for Chazaka Kwanta Yisra Banan is that which the Gemara articulates in Daf Chav Tes, Rava, that up to 3 years a person guards their documents, and after 3 years generally a person is not so careful. Tzvastam is Danish Bishtare, and if that is the reason for Cheskas Sholosh Shanim, that once you have 3 years elapsed, the person doesn't necessarily hold their star, and that's why there's a din of Chazaka. Again, that itself has to be explained. Let's leave that. Maybe it's a Takanas Chachamim to protect people who lose their stars. Let's simply say that. But that idea, that principle of Tzvastam is Danish Bishtare, if that were the reason, then there would be no basis for a distinction between the Sada HaBaal or Sada HaShalchim. There'd be no reason to say that you can get away with 18 months or 14 months, because the nature of people is to guard their stores 3 years. 3 years is not totally in the harvest, in how many times you can get achilos. It's simply a calendar issue. That is the point that the Rashbam makes on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Dibar Maschil, Zu Dibar Shom Rabbi Akiva. It's Alibayu Dehani Rabbanan. These Rabbanan, the Rabbanan that do not appear in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan that Rav informs us about, that we explain the reason of Shalashanim, Cheskas Shalashanim, based on At Shalashanim Mizdainish Bishtarim. Which means that the Mishnah, which doesn't work with that assumption, the Mishnah that assumes that when it comes to Sadeh Beis Habal you can have 18 months or 14 months, must have a different interpretation of why 3 years. And it probably lends itself to the interpretation that the Gemara is going to work through until he gets to Daf Chavtes, which is going to be based on learning from Shor HaMuad. And it's a function not of 3 years, but more a function of three achilos. However, those achilos can sometimes break down according to years. In other words, when it comes to Sadeh Beis HaShalchin, it's 3 years. But it's not 3 years in the sense of it has to be 3 years because there's something magical about 3 years. The 3 years is a function of something else which has to be divided in terms of years. But the underlying point is Shalosh Achilos. That's the yisod of our Mishnah. Now, when it comes to Sadeh HaBaal, the Shalosh Achilos can be compressed one way or another, we'll have to explain exactly, but compressed to 18 months or 14 months. In the last point of the Mishnah that we're going to get to of Sadeh Ilan, you can have three achilos even within the course of 1 year. In the case of Osek Perus Tadir, the three achilos can only be delineated in terms of year. Why would that be? So probably the reason is, and Rabbeinu Yonah says this on Amid Beis, because when they have Osek Perus Tadir, there's constantly production in the field. What sets aside one achila from the other? If it's non-stop, the answer is you need to find a unit that can delineate one achila as distinct from the other, and that would be the cycle of a year. Rabbeinu Yonah adds, for example, if I'm going to rent something that's constantly producing, renting it out to somebody else, which is a way to get revenue and benefit from it. So what is the default terms of such an agreement? How long do you lease it for? Generally, a year's time. So a year would be a good way to define one achila as distinct from another achila when you're dealing with a grouping such as those 9 cases mentioned beginning of the Mishnah. So again, this is all what comes out of the Rashbam and Rashi here. The Mishnah is talking about the fact that you can have cases where you can have Sholosh Achilos over 3 years, or the 3 years being Miyom Liyom, or the 3 years being less than Miyom Liyom, in other words, 18 months, for example. And finally, the last case of the Mishnah, which we'll just read for a second, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, I'll tell you something even more than this. Not just Sadeh HaBaal with 18 months, but Bamedvar Mamurim B'Sadeh Lavan. The fact that I can have the need for at least 18 months, that's because it's a Sadeh Lavan, that means a Sadeh of Tvua. There isn't shade, so that's why it's called Sadeh Lavan, that it's the color, you don't have the shade that comes with trees. That's why you call Sadeh Lavan. That's when you need 18 months. Avo b'Sadeh Ilan, then you have Kanas es Tfuah. So that means the grapes, the wine. You bring that in, process the grapes. Masak es Zesav, you collect the figs, the olives. Kanas es Kaitso, you gather in the figs, dried figs. So the three separate minim, and therefore the three distinct achilos. Hare egu gimusanet. That's also as if it would be 3 years. According to Rashi, the entire Mishnah could very well be Shaloka Halach. Namely, if you go with the reason of Tlashtya Mizdanish Bishtare, then it's always going to mean 3 years, because it has to do with calendar years. Given the fact that we're talking about Achilos, which sometimes can translate into years, certainly in the first case, so you can also have variations of that in the form of a Sadeh HaBaal of 18 months, and even in the form of Sadeh Ilan, where you could simply have three separate achilos within even a course of 1 year. This is all the pshat of Rashi on the meaning of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Sada Habal, Enam Yom Liyom, and then it says Rishon Rekiva. That's the pirush of the Mishnah. I take a question just in literally 2 minutes. Let me just speak out. Other Rishonim, the Ran, which I gave you, and the Rashba, if you dare to look at it, you'll see much more there in the Rashba than in the Ran, but we're not there yet. But the Rashba has a long arichus both here and also later, Lamed Vav, where he takes strong issue with the Rashbam. The Ran is simply Bekitzer, the bottom line. The Rashba is Mefalbel more based on various Gemaras that we haven't seen yet. But the position of the Rashba and the Ran and other Rishonim is that there is another Shita in the Mishnah. That other Shita is what the Mishnah is saying when it says Sada Baal Cheskasa Sholosh Shonim De'enon Miyom Liyom. That's not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. That's something else. Sholosh Shonim De'enon Miyom Liyom is another Shita. Which means what? Which means that the Miyom Liyom doesn't mean you don't need 3 years. It has to be from the time you sit down on that karka until you want to establish a chazaka, you have to have 3 years of being present on the karka. But it's not just being present on the karka that establishes a cheskas gimel shanim, as we know. There has to be work that you do in that karka. If you just idle, you don't get a chazaka. All of this has to do with the fact that the chazaka also takes into account the fact that the ma'arer knows what you're doing and would normally want to protest and doesn't, and all of that is contributing factor to the cheskas gimel shanim. By not acting in a normal fashion, if you don't do what's normally done as a Bailam acts in his field, then you can't establish a chazaka, even if you happen to have Eidim that you were there, living there 3 years. If you don't have the Achilas Peros Shabo in a normal fashion, you can't have Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So here is the question. In the first case, you have to have Cheskas and Shalosh Shanim Miyom Liyom. That means that there has to be a consistent Achilas Teros too. How consistent, that may be an issue to investigate further, to probe further. Rabbeinu Gershom sounds like mamish every day. There has to be evidence of Achilas Teros of some sort. The Rashba quotes from Bala Itur that maybe, as long as it's a normal type of thing, even if you miss a day here and there, but that's all part of what's normal. That's also good enough. We'll see more about this in the Sugya Batim on Daf Chavtesamid Aleph onto Chavtesamid Beis, the specifics about Miyom Liyom. But certainly you need to have pretty consistent Achilas Peros. Says the Mishnah in part 2, Sada Habal, where there's only, the crop only comes at one particular time in the course of the year. So then of course you need Shalosh Shanim. It has to be in your possession for 3 years. But Einan Miyom Liyom, says the Ran and the Rashba, means you don't have to have the Achilas Peros on a consistent basis. But it has to be in your Rishus. What you do the rest of the time, we'll have to figure out. Maybe you have to do something. But the basic Achilas Peros is sufficient at the time that you normally do that seasonal Achilas Peros. Comes from Bishmael Rebbe Kiva, and they say different. They say, no. Sada Habal, Rabbi Shmuel says, 18 months is good enough. Rabbi Akiva says even 14 months is good. But according to the Ran and the Rashba, it's a different Mishnah. There is a Shita of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah that says Shalosh Shanim by Sada Habal. It's just that you don't have to do the Avodah on a consistent basis. When the Gemara works at a Shaka Vitarya, starting with Amid Aleph here, and then on Amid Beis, after working out Rabbi Shmuel and Shor Hamuad, those who saw the Gemara already, the Gemara has two words, Rabbanan Mai. What about for the Rabbanan? What's their source for Cheskas Gimel Shanim? They don't agree with Rabbi Shmuel's point here, let's say by Sada Ilan, the Kanesis Tvuaso, Masak Azesav, they don't agree. The Rabbanan Mai. Which Rabbanan? Who Rabbanan? What's the Gemara mean? What is the Gemara talking about? Rabbanan Mai. So according to the Ran and the Rashba, it's perfect. It's the Rabbanan this Mishnah that argue with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva and say, Sada Habal, Sholosh Shanim. Not Miyom Liyom. You don't have to work it every day. But Sholosh Shanim. And then Gemara proceeds to say that could be based on the issue of Tzchaskem is Demis Bishtarim. And that's not a contradiction either. It's totally in Achilos to some extent, but it's also totally in Shanim. And the Rashba says that two actually go hand in hand, because the issue of when you lose your shtar is also a function to some extent of Achilos. That's all in the Rashba. According to Rashi, according to the Rashba, the Rabbanan Mai is not a Rabban that we've even encountered yet. The Rabbanan Mai on Amid Beis is the Rabban that we happen to have a Masorah that Rav is teaching us, that the Gemara doesn't yet quote, but the Gemara knows that there's such a Rabbana who hold that you always need Shalosh Shanim, no matter what, and the distinction in the Mishnah is simply non-existent. So what about them? And the Gemara goes on and says, Pshat for that Rabbana. According to the Ran and the Rajba, it's the Rabbana of the Mishnah. Okay, questions? Yes?
Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva necessarily only talking about Stei Abal? Is it possible that they were just...
They clearly are, because then Mamed B'Mamurim comes in. That's what he says further. That Sade Ilan, it could be Rabbi Kiva agrees to that, maybe. But clearly, until now, the discussion is Sade Lavan. And they're clearly talking about Sade Abal. Yeah, that's clear. And according to Rashi, there's no question. That's exactly what they're commenting on.
According to Rashi, but according to the other interpretation, they...
Yeah, for sure. Because the point is, if it's Osa Perus Tadir, you have to do it Miyom Liyom. That's exactly what the Mishnah starts by saying.
Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva never say anything about Yom Liyom. They only talk about the amount of time that you're there.
Right, but it's even beyond. You know, it's Eina Miyom Liyom, but you know what? You don't even need the 3 years either. You're saying, what would they hold about the first case?
Right, about the first, is it possible that in the first case, that they're only talking about the amount of time?
I don't believe you're right. We could take another look in the Ran and the Rashba. I think that all of this is within Sada Habal.
But I wouldn't suggest it for the Rashba.
Yeah, Ezra.
When Rebbe was explaining Shita's Rashi and Rashban, that they say that the opinion of the Chacham is they need 3-4 years mamish no matter what, it seems like that's a pretty huge discrepancy in terms of like the different shitas for how long one would need to be mokzak until he actually gets the chazakah for him. So because like according to the final shita of the Bamed Ramamor in the Mishnah, could be in even less than 1 year, and according to the shita of Rashi and Rashba, that's like. Four
right. According to Rashbam, the idea of has nothing to do with Achilos, really. Almost nothing. It's a function of.
So it's significantly more difficult. It almost seems.
Now it could be that you have to have Achilos for another reason, but it's not. But it's not enough to have 3 Achilos. You're gonna have to. There's no shortcuts. You need Shalosh Shanim. So what's bothering you?
I'm just saying it seems like a really big gap between the two shitas.
That's correct. And that, according to the Rashba, the gap is not as strong.
Right.
Because he tries to work even the issue of Tazim Zerishdari even within Achilos. That's number one. And again, also because you already have a sheet in the Mishnah that's sort of in the middle. Yeah. The bridges, you could say. Yeah.
So
but he doesn't accept, right? He argues a number of points with the Rashba. What I'm highlighting right now is the disagreement in terms of reading the Mishnah, and we are. If you could find another shita of Rabbanan in the Mishnah itself by Sada Habal. But there's another issue that the Rashba takes on the Rashbam on, and that is whether Mizdanish Mishtare is totally independent of the notion of Achila. Or can you say that to some extent that's why he doesn't keep his shtar that much, because he already feels that I've done 3 Achilos, if you will, and maybe you can shortcut 3 years even from the perspective of that reason. You can't short-circuit it completely to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, but certainly, you know, you can see the possibility that maybe it's not just a question of the cycle of the year, of calendar, of dates, but even something more.
So it's not so strange that the shita that we pass on is not in the Mishnah, is it? I mean, doesn't that happen all the time?
Yeah, but it's something to take note of.
Right.
Let's see Rashi. Beis HaShalchin says Rashi, mitoch shehamayan mitocho shemashkino samimeno tadir. You have a spring within the field which you use constantly to water the field from. Therefore, osa peros tadir. The field produces fruit on a constant basis. V'chol davar sha osa peros tadir cheskasan gimel shanim liyom liyom. and everything that constantly produces, the chazak of Gimel Shanim has to be full 3 years. Okay. Again, the principle of all these nine cases is that which the Mishnah says right afterwards, the choshe was a peristadi. And Rashi now gives us more of a picture of what's going on in the case at hand. Im herzik basholos shalim shleimos. So if you had the miyom liyom, that's the Mishnah is teaching us here, that you need the full 3 years, no shooting, nothing less. Then ain't tzarech l'havi shtar mechira. Then you no longer have to offer the evidence that you bought it in the form of a shtar mechira. Then ira ruolel b'ayil marishonim, if the marakama, again, we know he's a marakama, however we know, but he's established as a marakama, and says it's mine and I never sold it to you. V'zeh omer, and the machzik says macharta li v'abat shtari. We noted yesterday Rashi brings in the taina of abat shtari into the words of the machzik, possibly because that's exactly why he wouldn't have won until he has cheskes gimel shanim. Otherwise, Rashi simply means, and that's, you know, that's part of what, you know, what you have to consider. You know, it's with your star. So Rashi tells you, but he says avat shtari. Then cheskasom o elisro. Then if he has the cheskas shalosh shanim shleimim miyom liyom, meaning completely 3 years, nothing less, then the chazaka works for him. V'imlav in cheskas mos. What's the v'imlav, Rabosai? What's v'imlav, and if what? If it's not
3 years,
shalosh shanim shleimim, if it's something less than shalosh shanim shleimim, right? If it's not miyom liyom, which for Rashi means, let's say, 18 months or whatever. So given that we're talking about a case of oseh peres tadir, you can't have less than shoshem shleimim. You can't have shoshem that's not miyom liyom. Can't have abbreviated years. You have to have 3 full years. Then the chazaka that he, you might say he has shoshem, it's not miyom liyom, but that chazaka shoshem, it's not miyom liyom, does not help him. Why not? Why can't you get away with 18 months in the first grouping of the Mishnah? When we say 3 years, what they established in the principle of 3 years was you have to have the maximum of what can come out of this field over 3 years. And therefore, if you're going to take 18 months out of 3 years, in a case of batim or the other cases, you haven't utilized it to the maximum because the potential is for much more usage for the other 12 months or what is it? 18 months. Yeah, the other 18 months. So Rashi's saying you need kol ha'vayi latzeis. In the case of Sadeh Haba, what's the inference in this, Rashi Rabosa? Keep this diuk in mind. I think it will be helpful for Tosfos. The inference in this Rashi is that when you have Sadeh Baal and you can get away with 18 months, what's the pshat there? The pshat is that I have Koharoi Lotseis in Gimushan. Right, that's the point. In the first case, if I don't have the usage of 3 full years, Myom Myom, I don't have the kolah rai latzeis. In a case where it's a sadeh baal, so I have 3 crops, and 3 crops is what's rai latzeis in gimel shanim. It's just that I happen to get that which was rai latzeis in gimel shanim in less than gimel shanim, yom liyom. I didn't need 36 months, I had 18 months. Did I do the math right, Rabbi Sain?
Yes.
Okay. Sad debate about the next case. Hamistapekas v'mikshamim. What sustains this field? Rainwater. Eina osa peros elapamachas bishana. So it produces one time a year. Cheskasa gimushanim. The eina tzvicha miyom yom. It doesn't need miyom yom. Umahi cheskasa. This is what we pointed out. Rashi learns that the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah are coming to explain what was said before. That ena miyom yom. What exactly would that mean? Therefore, how much? How much do they have to have? But ena miyom yom. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shlosha Chadashim Achronim Shoshana Rishona. So you can take the last 3 months of the first year. Ushlosha chadashim rishonim so shana achrona. So each of those years, you could say, are abbreviated years. V'yemtsoyis shleima. And the middle year is complete. So you have the 12 in the middle, 3 on either side. Sheyesh hamimarim lizro lefnei Rosh Hashanah. That you can have situations of sowing before Rosh Hashanah. Rashi doesn't say Ksira, Tosis assumes. Rashi means Zriya and Ksira, the whole cycle. Rashi stresses Zriya, but you can have the Zriya before Rosh Hashanah. Once you were machzik for 3 months at the end of the first year, again Rashi stresses zriya, you have the edim that you did zriya, but also gimel chadashim, tosa sumas tzira as well. The Rashbam Ramivav says it's kimat nefurish that it's the full pre, in other words, tzira as well. Pashtus and Rashi you'd have to say as well, because if you're going to start a second year, then what happened to the first? So you probably had to do a ksira on the first, and now you could start the next crop of the next year. So that's maybe what Tosis is saying for Rashi, that there was a ksira as well. So you have the 3 months at the end of the first year. You have the 3 months in the beginning of the third year. And you had the 12 in between. Harezu cheskas sholosh shanim b'tzufos. This is now considered the sholosh shanim that are consecutive. The halacha is they have to be consecutive. And what is the principle that is at work here in establishing Cheskas Shalosh Shanim in the case of Sada Abal? Can the Shalosh Shanim, it's not Miyom Liyom. In the first cases, it's Miyom Liyom. What is the principle? She'en lecha Adam, haroa es chaveiro, shezoreya es sadehu, leecho pri ha'asri l'shana v'shosik. What's at work in establishing Chazak is the fact that the Marakama should not have been silent in the wake of somebody sowing their field, acting like a bailam in their field, and the fact that he's not protesting is an indication that in fact this person is correct in their claim that they bought it. Now, Rashi says, Lecho priya asi l'shana. But Rashi got finished saying that we're talking about shalosh shanim, in the second case, mi'ena miyom liyom. So what does it mean, priya asi l'shana? In the first case, it's miyom liyom, but either way, it's 3 years that we're talking about. So what does Rashi say that the chazak is based on the fact that somebody would protest the fact that somebody ate a priya asi l'shana? You should say shalosh shanim, right? Did anyone have this problem reading the Rashi? The Chassam Sofer asked the question and the lashon of Rashi. What do you think the pshat would be in Rashi? Anyone have a thought? What does Rashi mean? Karav upshat. Just, what do you think Rashi means? Yeah.
The problem is right away. It's just that, really, just like the Talmud, really, it should be his. Just the whole thing. It's true with Rashbam. It's all like a shtar, right? It's just the way. So.
You could say what you're saying, but I don't know if that.
It's the same piece, according to
Okay. You could say what you're saying without bringing in Achvishtarcha, because simply saying the following, there's already something to indicate that this machzik is correct, that he bought it from the Marakama after one achila, after one the priya asi l'shana. There's already an indication. Now, is it 100%? Is it proof positive? No, it could have been just coincidence. You know, okay, he happens to be a very meek person. He didn't feel like he was going to say anything, and he was quiet. But certainly there's something to consider here, that maybe he's right, maybe the machzik actually bought it. It happened a second time. The pattern repeated itself. Now I have even more of a reason to think that this machzik is correct. Achvishtarcha assumes that maybe I have the full rayas here right away. But on the other hand, but then again, you can weaken the chazaka by achvishtarcha. This may be a model to think about when we get later on into the sugya, and the Rishonim who seem to learn like that. I don't think we need to bring that in right now. Let's assume simply the achvishtarcha is why you can't have a chazaka right away. Maybe that's why it is. Maybe it's one of the other reasons that we gave. But how could Rashi focus about shana if the issue is 3 years? The answer is because 3 years is built on a repeated pattern that each pattern indicates already something pointing in the direction that, wait a second, probably this guy is correct. Probably he bought it. So why didn't he scream the first time? Already there's already a reis. There's something to indicate the machzik is right. It happened a second time, it happened a third time. But the three times is a repetition of the shtikas habayim in the achilas pri of the shana. So the chazaka is not finished with the first time. Rashi is not telling you the full picture. Rashi is telling you the units that contribute to the three things that make the chazaka. But each thing is a contributing factor. Each shtika is a contributing factor. So Rashi gives you the heart of the issue. The breaking down the chazaka into its three parts. What is it that makes the chazaka the shtika sabaylim? The shtika sabaylim in the face of one achila starts building the chazaka. The silence of the bailim in the wake of the second achila, the priha asilishana the second time, is a second contributing factor toward the chazaka. And then you have it three times now. You have the chazaka kimushana. That's what Rashi will mean when saying priha asilishana. But meanwhile, I see something else in Rashi. Because Rashi is commenting here on which case, seemingly. Which case? The second case. Sade beis habal. It could very well be going on the first case too. I mean, but it's certainly going on the second case. That's what he's discussing. Which means that even the second case, where you have 18 months, it has to do with gimel achilos of 3 years, not just gimel achilos period. It's three achilos over 3 years. That's what Rashi says, priya asil shana. What does shana have to do with it? I thought shana is only what we have in the first year, in the first case. The answer is, look at the Lashon HaMishnah. Shalosh shanim. Ve'enon miyom liyom. So it's the Yud Ches Chodesh of the Beis Habal is a halacha of Cheskas Shalosh Shanim. It's not miyom liyom. But the 3 months, for example, that he started with is the Achilas Peros of that year. I got the Peros of that year in 3 months. Mixas Shana is like the whole Shana. I have the potential of that year. I brought it in 3 months. And then the last 3 months, again, I have the Achilas Peros of that year through the Achilas Peros of 3 months because I was able to squeeze in a crop in 3 months. But if it's not going to go over 3 years, Rashi might very well say, you can't have a Cheskas Shalosh Shanim with just Shalosh Achilas in the case of Sade Lavan, in the case of Beis Habal, for example. I need to have the units of year just like I have to have the units of the year in the first grouping of the Mishnah. And again, I see this very strongly in the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi's point is Pri Ha'asi L'Shana. And Rashi says it on the case of Beis Habal. Kimedumeli, it seems that Tosis did not understand that way in the Mishnah. Tosis understood that the case of Beis Habal is very much akin to the last case of the Mishnah, of Sade Ilan. That it's really a function of three achilos. In the case of Cheskas Habatim and so on, there the three achilos have to be broken down into years. But once I move on to case number two in the Mishnah, the Sade Habal, it's independent of years. It's just that. The Mishnah expressed it in the way that you can relate to it, Shalosh Shanim in Yom Yom. But it's not a function of 3 years. It's a function of three achilos. It's just that the best you can do with three achilos in terms of minimizing the time span is going to be Yud Ches Chodesh. And from Rashi, it would seem to be something else. That the issue is an issue of years in both of the cases. Only by Sade Ilan can you look away from the issue of years. But as long as it's Sade Lavan, which is a yearly type of crop, then it has to be viewed as crop of the year. Now, you can get it, perhaps, in a small segment of the year. And that's what this person is doing. He's establishing Cheskas Shalosh Shanim without having to go through the full 36 months. We'll see more in Tosfos, but this is the Lashon of Rashi. And again, the Enoch Adam because each time you already have the beginnings of the Chazaka. The Chazaka is based on each shtika. And each shtika begins to point further in that direction until you have three of them. You have three of them, now you can say the presumption has changed. The machzik is correct, the markam is wrong. We'll just finish the Mishnah, we'll take the questions. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Mefarsh B'Gemara B'Mai Pligi. The Gemara is going to work out what the machokis is B'Shom Rabbi Akiva. What does the Gemara say, Rabosai? What's the difference between B'Shom Rabbi Akiva? Peira Rabba and Peira Zuta. Rashi's Pshat, Rashban's Pshat later. Peira Rabba means Rabbi Shmo requires that you grow a pre which is a more substantial pre. So that takes 3 months, like Shibos Shuol, he says. Rabbi Akiva says you can even grow a Peira Zuta, like Yeret, for example. And that's why he says you can even have a month on either end. Bamed b'mamum says Rabbi Shmuel shetzarch yud ches chodesh gesade beis habal that you need 18 months besade alavan. What is besade alavan? What's unique about that? Shekol perusel no katan beperek echad. There, the lakita is all at the same point in time. Therefore, you can't delineate three achilos as three distinct achilos except unless you do it over the course of 18 months. And here again, Rabbi Osei, you hear the notion, because that's how you have to define achila in terms of shana. The fact that you can have abbreviated shana, fine, that's the chiddush of sadeh abal. But when it comes to sadeh ilan, says Rabbi Shmuel, the fruit are gathered and plucked at different, distinct periods. Anavim have their time, b'perek echa, the grapes, v'zeisim b'perek acher, u'te'ena b'perek acher. Therefore, you can even have the chazaka in the following way. Kana says tvuaso. What is tvuaso? We're not talking about sadeh lavan at all. Tvua usually means grain. So the answer is, what does tvuaso mean? Yayin shel kvanim. Tosis quotes a pasuk, tvuas hakorem. Tvuaso is a reference to yayin. Interesting, Rashi focuses on the yayin. Tosis maybe focuses on the grapes. Rashi focuses on the wine. Why does Rashi say yayin? Okay, maybe they pressed it out in the field. Okay, tevuaso, that's the yayin. Masak as zeisav, kana says kaitso. Zeisim are self-evident. Kaitso means when you let the figs dry out and then you bring them in ultimately to the house. So kaitz is the dried figs. Te'enim likate, first you gather the te'enim. The yipshan ba, you had them drying in the field. Va'asa ktsios. Ktsios is what you do with the dried figs. You make like cakes, package them together, you know, make them bunch together. Ve'echnis, and then you cut them. Ve'echnisan lebayis, and then you bring the processed dried figs into the house. That's konas es kaitzo. Interesting. The Russian is konas, the first and third case. Masak es esav, it says masak. That's the plucking. But the bringing into the house, it says it by the yayin, shogfanim, and also with the figs. Harezu chazaka ki'ilu hengimushan. Notice the difference. In the earlier stages of the Mishnah, what is it that you need? You need gimushan. Maybe miyom liyom, maybe not miyom liyom. The chidush in the last case is you can have harei'il gimushanim means that you really don't have gimushanim in any way, but it has the same halacha. It's kiyu hengimushan, because you have different prak in different times, different stages. You can define the achila as distinct for this min, for that min, and for the other min. By sada lavan, that's not possible. Therefore, by beis abal, you can have it in 18 months. By sada shalchan, you can have to have 3 full years. That's the pshat in the Mishnah coined to Rashi. Couple of questions. Yeah, Chevra, please. Tell me your name again.
Ellie.
Yes, Ellie.
Just first, the point about the yayin, I'm not sure, but I think, wasn't there anything like if you go into someone's wine press and you only take the grapes from it or something, like that doesn't count?
This week's parsha, katafta meligos biadacha, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're thinking about. You might have said already. Yeah, you have it, the work, it can come in, ki savo b'cherem b'yacha, katafta meligos biadacha. You let it eat a little bit.
I'm pretty sure I remember something from the Gemara that, like, if you go into someone's wine press and you only take the grapes but you don't end up finishing doing what the wine press is actually for, then even if you did that for 3 years straight, it wouldn't be a chazaka.
You're saying something else. Yes, so then you're in there, that you're talking about Gemara later about Paris Yeradity?
Yeah, so
if you're thinking of Yugan Chazkusabatim.
A little bit.
Okay. So therefore what are you driving at with Rashi? Why does Rashi say
Yain? It's specifically
Yain. Otherwise it doesn't show anything, it doesn't show bagus. You're saying you could have
right, and that's the word Konis works specifically with the figs and the yain, because those are things which...
If you bring in the grapes, you could bring in the grapes. What if you bring in the wine?
The word kanis means, because there are other things that you have to like leave the wine to ferment or outside, and also with the figs.
I think the Rosh Hashanah is something like this, that the nature was that in the grapes they would press them there, and then they'd have the wine, and they'd bring the wine in, and with the olives they would bring the olives in a fruit form, and then they would press them later. So there was already the vat was out in the field, if you will. So there was already yai in there, and then what you're bringing in, the achilas peris, if you will, is bringing in the wine. I think it Rashi says something like that.
My main point was that, the other point, is that in Rashi, you were saying, Rebbe was saying that the core of the chazakah is that the shtika
Yeah.
Is three times, right?
Right. So each shtika is the shtika to that achila, to that pre ha'asi l'shana, and then it happens three times. Then it had the chazakah. The chazakah is a consisting of the three shtikos, each one being a shtika to that pre ha'asi l'shana. So Rashi is trying to focus on the specific parts of the chazakah, not the final product.
It seemed to me that he was actually specifically talking about the second shtika, that. From the fact that right before that he's talking about okay, fine, and then here the shalosh shanim ritzufos, right, she'en lecha adam haroa, right, the she'en lecha is going on the shalosh shanim ritzufos. He's specifically now talking about that middle year, which is the connection, because what he really thinks is that middle year is the one which specifically makes the chazakah.
It's not so. The chazakah is based on the third 3 months. I mean, the third year.
So you need 3 years technically, but if you only did three quick plantings and growings, right? Then you don't really. That's not like a real chazakah. The real chazakah, and it's very similar to what Tosfos was saying with the achila chashuva, that you need that middle year specifically has to be something which is going to show that you've made a real chazakah, that you've eaten the pears as they should have been grown.
But why do you say that Rashi is going on the middle year? I don't hear where you see that in Rashi.
Right, he was just talking in this last piece, he was just talking about the middle year, right? He quickly mentioned the gimel chashuva.
Oh, he's saying when you have it, right?
Also specifically use the word asui l'shana. That doesn't seem to be referring to the first one and the last one. So
wait a little bit. We'll elaborate further, but I think it does. To the contrary, what I want to say for Rashi is that when you have the 3 months that you push through a crop in 3 months, what you've basically done is you've squeezed the yavul, the produce of that year, in 3 months. So that's good enough. As long as you have seized the potential of 3 years of this field, you have a chazakah. In Osa Peres Tadi, you cannot do that in less than 3 full years, because it's, whatever you don't do, whatever you leave out, that's unrealized potential. The potential is there for more. Here, generally speaking, the potential is one crop a year. So that crap can be done over the course of the year, or if you push things, you can have you can short circuit the process and have an achila of the pre of the year in a 3 month period. But that's called priyasi l'shana.
We're talking about from the point of view of the Baal, right? Chain lacha adam haroa, right? We're talking about the guy who's looking at the field, right? What does he see when the guy's just there?
He sees him taking in the year's crop.
He sees him taking in 3 months worth of crop.
No, so that's exactly the difference.
It's a
year's crop, because that's what a study yields in a year. You did it in 3 months.
But we're the guy that just had.
You
had
did it in
three
months.
Sessions of 3 months.
You could have done it in a more steady, patient way over the course of the year. You did it in 3 months, but you brought in the crop of the year in 3 months. That's exactly what should have created a macha, because he. I'll tell you something else. And let's say the Baal happened to have done a harvest earlier in the year. I still think that Rashi could be saying what he's saying. In other words, but that doesn't do with me. I brought in the year's harvest. in 3 months' time. But that's called pre of the year. That should have made a macha. That should have brought him to make a macha. So I think Rashi's speaking in general here. The issue of Ritzufos that Rashi is talking about is something else. In theory, Rabosa, in theory, why can't I have 3 months in year one, 3 months in year two, and 3 months in year three? Who needs the entire 12 months? As if I can get the pre of the year in 3 months, so why do I need the entire 12 months in the middle?
Then they're not connected.
Ah, so that's what Rashi's saying, and that's what the Rashbam says Lehedja, but that's the din of Ritzufos. We'll get to Rav Huna's din of Ritzufos. Look at the bottom, Lamed Vav. The very bottom of the page, the Rashbam says, Rabbi Shmuel says you need 18 months. The Gemara thinks it's because near is not good enough. You need a Gemar Pri. Says the Rashbam, Hilkach, Tzarech, Gimel Chadash, and Barishona, the Gimel Bachrona, the Bahachi Gadol Pre-Kol Tzarko, that's when the Pri develops to its mature state, and 12 months, Be'emtza, the Be'inon Ritzufin. What is Rashbam saying? The Be'inon Ritzufin. Exactly what Rashi is alluding to here when he says Ritzufos. In other words, you can't just isolate 3 months in the middle and say, I don't have to even be here the rest of that year. Because, yes, I have three achilos of 3 years, but I have to have the chazak of the mitzvah. So that's where that's exactly, but in theory, you're right. You know, the pre of the year can be brought out in 3 months if you wish, but if it's going to be mitzvah, so then it has to have to spread out over the course of the year.
But if it's true that Rashi believes that the whole point is that you have a chazaka that this guy was shows like three times when a cross
yes,
is brought in,
yes.
why would he ever need mitzvahs? Is that
no? This has to wait for the sugya mitzvahs. The din of mitzvahs is Rav Huna's statement of chav test and the whole sugi about it. Why you need Ritzufos, we'll have to say. Obviously, to the extent it's not Ritzufos, he has a good excuse why he wasn't Moche. Because you're not acting in a fully normal way. Let's say that's the reason. I have a good excuse why I'm not Moche. But we haven't learned the sugi of Ritzufos yet, so we'll leave that. But in theory, you should, if not for din Ritzufos, you should be able to do 3 months in each year. But it's a din of 3 years. That's, I think, what you see in Rashi. In Tosis, we're going to see a very different picture. Let's start a little bit. Cheska Sabbatim, the top Tosis first. Beis Abadim. So one of the cases of Osapir is Tadir is Beis Abadim Pirish Rivam. Dahaditan Perak Chomer Bakodesh and Chagiga. The Mishnah talks about a case of that the time passed when they used to use the Beis Abadim. Avrula Gitos Vabadim. Gitos are for wine. Badim for Zaysim. The Mashmash Yeshulem Zman Kavua. Now, it talks about the fact that the time went by and it's no longer the season anymore. So how can you say in the Mishnah that it's called Osapira Studier if you see that the function of a Beis Habad is only one time of the year, not the whole year through? So Tosis answers, Hainu Sherov HaOlam Dorachim Oz Bizman Lekita. Most people press the olives at the time that they gather them, that they pluck them. And that's what the Mishnah in the Chagiga is dealing with. That's what most people do. Avo yesh b'nei adam shematzniim kol hashana. V'dorchin b'mat ma'at. They hold on to the olives. They don't press them right away after they gather them. And they press them little by little over the course of the year. So that means at any given time in the year, they could be using the olive press because there are people, in fact, that press the entire year round. That's Tosfos Teretz. Rabbi Chanan and Kovetz Jurim has an interesting ha'ara. He says, look, we're talking about a person who's a machzik on the field, and he wants to have his chazakah in less than 3 years miyom liyom. So he brings, let's say, edim on the chazakah, which is not miyom liyom. According to the way most people do it, that should be enough. The fact is that some people do it more. So, okay. But why can't the machzik simply argue, look, you know, I have on my side the rove. Most people do it my way. Why don't I have a chazakah that way? How could Tosis say, well, the fact that some people do it the rest of the year means you need a chazakah miyom liyom? Rav Chana adds, Rav holds hochin b'mamanach ha-rov. Otherwise, maybe if you don't hold, rov is not motzi mamon, if it's a cheskas marakama, I can't use a rove against a marakama, so you have to deal with that issue. He says, what if you're like Rav? that Hochem de Mamanach Harovitz, it's a sugya later in the sixth parak, by Yeshua, that you sell the radio or for Shechita, the sugya many times in Shas, Hochem de Mamanach, Ein Hochem Mamanach Harov, is Rov enough to be Motzi Mamam. Okay, so let's assume we go that Rav holds Hochem Mamanach Harov. So I am consistent with the Rov. Why can't that be enough to be Motzi Mamam that I should be Zochen the Karka? That's his question. He throws out the Ha'ara. Now, what do you have to say, Pshat and Tosfos? I mean, in response, seemingly, what's the answer? Is it a measure of this machzik and this ma'ara? Is that what Tosfos means? I mean, does that mean every time you're going to have to figure out what is this person's nature? Is he what from the robe? Is he from the miut? So that you can, he can come at tainam from the robe. Is that what it's about? Or we're trying to define the category. We have a category in the Mishnah called Osim Hiris Tadir. Many things go into that category. And we're including Beis Chabad. So now, how do I establish the category of Beis Chabad in terms of Chazaka? If it's established as something, it's Osa Piris Tadir, then the din is that you need Miyongliyo. If I'm going to define it as not Osa Piris Tadir, you don't need Miyongliyo. So that determination should not have to depend on this person or that person, what he argues. This is the reality. Most people press one time a year. There are people that press throughout the year. Tosis is basically saying is that given the fact that there are people who keep the olives, store the olives, and press throughout the year, so therefore the Beis Chabad is viewed as Osa Peristad. I think that's the Pshantosis. Now, if you want to add a little bit, you can maybe add the following. Yishonim point out, I mentioned before, Ben Yonah says, part of Osa Peristad there has to do with the fact that you rent for a year's time. That's why the cutoff is considered a year. That's one achilah is 1 year, you rent for 1 year, another year. That's the window of time, the unit that you use when you rent it out. So part of Osa Piris Tadir is the fact that I potentially can rent this out to be used. There are going to be people out there, there are meter people like that after all, that could use this space Chabad throughout the year. Because there are people like that. The first parak of Daf Yud Gimel, it says that Beis Chabad is something that's rented. Sometimes the Beis Chabad is rented. So the potential is there for him to get income by renting this Beis Chabad to be used whenever it's going to be used. So that's called a Sefer Tadir, because there are people that use it. I don't know if you have to say that. But if you can, maybe you can add that also. Even without that, just the fact that it's available to be used, and some people use it, is enough to categorize this as Osa Peris Tadir. Maybe you need me on wheel. Yeah.
Why is that enough?
Yeah.
No, because it's not about the Mazik being able to say I win because I'm like the Rove. That's where Hochma Menachah Rove. The answer is the established Chazak, din of Chazaka. Let's say Takanos Chachamim. And they said, what goes into Chazaka? Osa Peris Tadir is one way, Ein Osa Peris is another way. And they said, we have to classify. Beis Chabad is considered Osa Peris Tadir. Therefore, that's the din. If you want a Chazaka, you have to be able to do it Miyom Liyom. Because that's how they classified it.
So the question is why?
Once it's classified as such, it's not up to you to decide to be otherwise. It's not totally in every individual's practice. Are you such a person? Are you such a person? Can you argue one way? Okay. You say, right. That's what you see in Tosfos. The fact that there are people that do it is enough to classify it as such. I understand. There's a chiddush there. But then the question doesn't start. It's not about you or me and what we do. It's, and again, if you like, you can add what I said also. The fact that it's possibly rented for all year, that's also called a spare study, because I could be one way, but I know there are people who could use it other times. Rabbeinu Gershom says something else. Rabbeinu Gershom says, why is it called a spare study? Because after pressing the olives, whenever they press it, it's stored, and they use it constantly. They use the oil. So the fact that mistapkin hemenu b'cho yom v'yom, that's the Osa Peris Tadir. It's used on a constant basis. Not in the pressing, but in the olives themselves. The oil itself that results from the pressing. Interesting. Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't say the fact that it's stored there all year round. That's not enough. The fact that you have a machsan, you have the storage, the Beis HaOtzar, you have the storage, that's not good enough. The fact that it's available for storage. He needs the fact that it's actually used, but the usage doesn't have to be in the form of the pressing, but in simply the fact that you use it. you use it, you know, day after day. You take from it, you use it for one thing, for another thing. Tosas didn't accept that. Tosas felt that the Iker Osa Peres Tadi has to do with the pressing itself. The Tosas Rid, in Piskei HaRid, says something else. He says, Beis Chabad is actually used the rest of the year to live in. It's called a Beis Chabad. I don't know, that's what he says. Beis Chabad. It was used to press olives, whatever that was done, and people would use it to live the rest of the year. So he says like this, if a person will just live there...
People like slept in the oil?
Maybe the workers were...
I don't know the Metzius. I tell you the truth. I don't know the Metzius. He says that it was used as a house the rest of the year. He says, if you're just going to use it as a house, that won't make a chazaka, because it's, since it's also used seasonally for pressing, so then has to be the norm. The norm is to use it also for that. So you can't have a chazaka if you don't also include the pressing. But if you want to know why it's called a superior study, it's because of the fact that people used it for a living quarters all year round. Again, Tosas doesn't accept any of this. Tosas doesn't consider the fact that it might be used to live in. Maybe Tosas didn't feel it was lived in, or maybe that's not good enough. And certainly, Binu Gershom's point, also Tosas doesn't accept. It has to be the pressing itself. Other Rishon also have other answers to this. I don't know what the Machokis would be based on exactly. Tosas views Osa Peres Tadir specifically in terms of the pressing and nothing else. What I do see in Rabbeinu Gershom is that using it as storage is not sufficient. That much I see. It has to be the fact that you use the oil. And Tosas, for Tosas, that's also not enough. Ariel, yeah.
For the Rabbeinu Gershom, if we take the produce from a field and we use that produce year round, does that qualify it as Osa Peres Tadir?
If what?
Even if it's Sada Beis Habal, if we use the produce year round, then it should be like the mm-hmm. Beis Habal.
Quinto Ben Gershom.
Our understanding of the produce.
What do you think about such a question? What?
It might be specifically different by olives. Olives, when you cut the wheat off your field, you're not using it, like, maybe if you were actually using that wheat throughout the year, but you process the wheat afterwards, but what comes straight out of the Beit Habad is what you're using later in the year.
Well, could they preserve other fruits for the whole year? I mean,
I don't know what their system of preserving was. I mean, it obviously would last some, to some extent, last some time. Look, Achilas Peros is also, that's a chazaka, so that you did obviously there, does seemingly it is good enough. For Tosas as well. But yet for Beis Habad, Tosas would not hold that that's good enough. It's the Drisa. What's the difference? You're asking good. You know, so what's the difference? When it comes to, I mean, Tosas would mean less. Tosas means it's only the processing that's the chazaka, not the eating of the peres.
But,
yeah, not sure.
I was trying to think about it over here because it says,
yes.
Meaning that, like, maybe,
yeah, but
maybe
it's not just that. Manichin
Sham
Umis, he has to tell you, otherwise he wouldn't be able to tell you anything else. He can't tell you that Mistapkin if it's not there. He tells you it's there and then you use it.
Right,
but it's not simply the Manichin. He didn't stop with that. Manichin Umistapkin.
But I'm saying, but maybe that's something that's in between produce. He's saying, can you use it throughout, if you're having the
produce is also left there, no? I mean, you don't leave it, you don't. It's not if it's brought in.
Right,
so that's no longer connected. No, the chazaka is what's out in the field. Well, in fact, you bring it into your house, it's nothing with the field anymore.
Right.
You're saying it has to be what's done in the field. I see.
The maha would be always. So look,
okay.
You see him going in. And
if you had a storage, area in the field, you're saying you could hear that would be good. If you have a storage area in the field and then you constantly go there to take more, that should be good enough also.
Okay, just the field is functionally different. Here it seems like a Beit Habad has a dual purpose, that
mm-hmm.
it's used for the Dusa and also used for storage.
Okay. I hear. All right. Let's we'll say a little bit of a Torah Thursdays before Shabbos. We'll leave the Tosas for Sunday. I think on Sunday, Rabosai, I would like to start shiur generally about 15 minutes early. That's usually what we do, 11:15. So we do something minyan d'yoma, sometimes connected to the parasha, sometimes connected to, again, other minyan d'yomas. So we'll do that on Sunday, 11:15, get the word out, and we'll continue with the Tosas on Sunday. There's, of course, a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rashi quotes this Mishnah in the parsha regarding the smichas of parshas between the mitzvah shiluach hakein and mitzvah maika. It's called mitzvah goreres mitzvah. That here's the lashon of Rashi. Ki sivne bayis chadash, right after mitzvah shiluach hakein. Ki sivne bayis chadash. Rashi says in kiyamta mitzvah shiluach hakein. Sofcha livnos bayis chadash. Utikayim mitzvah maika. That from the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein will come a chain reaction, and you'll then be zochet to do the mitzvah of Maika. You'll build a house and you'll put a fence, and that's a mitzvah in the Torah as well. She mitzvah go reres mitzvah. One mitzvah triggers another. V'tagia l'kerem v'sadeh u'begadim noyim, and it will lead to other opportunities for mitzvahs as well. Okach nismachu parshios halalu. That's why you have the juxtaposition. It always bothered me. Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah is a very beautiful idea, and it's a mission, as we said in Pirkei Avos in the second parak. Why do Chazal accentuate this idea specifically with regard to the smichus of Shiluach HaKein and Mitzvah Maika? I mean, there are so many mitzvahs that you have in the Torah next to one another. I mean, Rashi says, and after that there'll be more and more and more, but the way it starts is these particular mitzvahs, Shiluach HaKein. You do that, and you'll get to the next mitzvah of setting up a maika. And that is the symbol of mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Why these particular mitzvahs are used to impart that message, that lesson of mitzvah gereres mitzvah? I think the answer you can find in the Yerushalmi at the very end of Brachas. Very, very end of Brachas. It's really a Tosefta as well. It says as follows: Tani b'shem Rav Meir, Ein lecha echad miYisrael she'ena oseh meya mitzvus b'chol yom. Korei es shema mevarach efanel achareha, ochel es pita mevarach efanel achareha, mespal shlosha pa'amim shel shmona esrei lechol zeh ba'oseh sham mitzvus mevarach alehem. Rav Meir says that every Jew has an opportunity to do 100 mitzvus a day. And he goes on and lists Shema, brachas of Shema, before and after, brachas before and after your meal, davening. Now, it's interesting. Rabbi Meir taught us, this is a Gemara in Menachos and Mem Gimel, there's a notion of Meya brachas b'chol yom. It says, Chayiv Adam levarech Meya brachas b'chol yom. He derives it from the pasuk in Parshas Eikev, Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokech Hashem Me'imach. Ma we interpret as Meya. That's how Rashi learned it. Ma Hashem Elokech, read it as it would say Meya. Hashem is asking 100 brachas for you. This idea of Meya brachas is taken very seriously by the Rishonim, and it finds its way into Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot of shitas how you calculate 100 brachas a day, but there's a special inyan of Meya brachas to count. To have a cheshbon of 100 brachas a day. The Mishnah Berurah makes a cheshbon that it's really 108, gives you a cushion on a fast day, and you have 108 if it's a typical day. The Gemara goes on and says over there, Menachos, it's also brought in Shulchan Aruch. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos is a shortfall because you don't have as many brachas naturally because the Shmoneh Esrei is shorter. So you maslim what's missing in various ways through eating peros, through smelling besamim. The Russian brachas quotes also brought in Shulchan Aruch that if you're machavim to the one who gets an aliyah over the seven aliyahs and that bracha of Torah, then you can get credit for bracha there as well. So you have a way to have your mea brachas on Shabbos and Yantif as well. So the way it seems in the poskim is that mea brachas is really something of a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to have mea brachas. What you see in this Yerushalmi is a different angle. Rav Meir, it's the same Rav Meir, but it's not presented as a chiyuv, as much as it's a reality. It's just memela, it's just the way it is. And it's interesting, Rav Meir uses the expression meya mitzvus b'chol yom, but clearly he's focusing on brachos. And he goes on and gives you the examples. Kriyashma, birchas asuda, birchas hatfila, but the idea is not so much an obligation, I have to make mea brachas, I have to count my blessings, literally, right? But rather, the it's a David of Memela. Ein lecha echad miYisrael she'ena oseh meis b'chol yom. It's like, wherever you go, you have opportunities for mitzvahs, for brachos. And then there's another statement right after this. V'chein hayar Rav Meir Omer. Rav Meir said further. This is mamish kemat the last gemara in Yerushalmi brachos. Ein lecha adam b'Yisrael she'ein ha-mitzvos makifos osa. There isn't a Jew in the world that mitzvos are not literally surrounding him. Tfilin b'rosho, tfilin b'zroho, mezuzah b'pischo, mila b'psaro, arat tzitzios b'taliso, makifin osa. Mitzvos are literally surrounding a Jew. Tfilin on your head, on your arm, mezuzah on your door, mila on your flesh, tzitzios. And it quotes Psukim, Husha David Omar, Sheva Bayomi Alticha, Mishpati Tzikacha, Vechenu Omer, Chone Malach Hashem, Savu Rei Vayichalitze. Now, what is the message in these two statements of Rav Meir? The first statement has to do with the fact that mitzvahs are just something that a person naturally encounters in the course of a daily schedule. It's just memela, it's just something you meet in the course of the day. That's one yisod. That it's just something that you just meet the mitzvahs wherever you go. The second yisod is the yisod that the mitzvahs surround you. What does it mean to surround you? The pasuk Chone Malach Hashem Savu Vayichal, to be surrounded, is the idea of being protected. You're in a shell. You're in a good way. Being surrounded, protected, enveloped. The sense that you're being carried by something that is a protective force. The mitzvahs are literally makifinos. The second yisod that you see in Rav Meir. This is the notion of what a Jew has on a daily basis. Mitzvahs simply find their way to you, and you grab onto them wherever you go. You bump into a mitzvah. You bump into a bracha. And secondly, the mitzvahs give you a sense of shmirah, protection. I think these two yisodos are what you have in these two mitzvahs that Chazal are highlighting, the mitzvah gevuras mitzvah idea. The first is shiluach hakein, and the second is the mitzvah of Micah. Shiluach hakein, we all know, ki kare kan sipor. The mitzvah is unique in that you can't directly look for it. If you know it, it doesn't work. It's ki kare prat lemezuman. It has to be something that you chance upon. That's what the halacha is. Ki kare kan sipor. You just have to know that when you bump into it, you have to know that there's a mitzvah called shiluach hakein. But you can't go searching. It simply has to find its way to you. And that's the mitzvah shiluach hakein. That's the yisod that you see in the first statement of Rav Meir, that in lecha echa miyisrael she'en osa memis. Memela, just toch kidei hiloch, in the course of a day, the mitzvahs make themselves available to you. You come to shul, you make a bracha, you put on tefillin, you dive in, you eat, everyone eats. Memela, you eat, you're already making a bracha. You stumbled on the mitzvah. It's just built in. So too, Hashem gives you mitzvahs, they find their way to you. Shiluach hakein, there you have the mitzvah in front of you. The second yisod, the Rav Meir said, the mitzvahs are makifin also. The mitzvahs protect you. What mitzvah symbolizes the idea of shmira? The mitzvah of Micah. The whole mitzvah is that you set up a fence to protect, that there won't be danger. And that's the union of shmira. What Chazal are trying to teach us is that mitzvah gereres mitzvah is the idea that a person in the course of a day can find themselves with amazing opportunities without even realizing it. The yodim of velo yodim. As long as you're not totally tuned out to the world around you, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you opportunities every day to grab onto eternity. Such as shiluach hakein. Wherever you go, you have an opportunity to utilize an incredible experience to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to grow as an individual. Just recognize the opportunity that lies in front of you. That's what Meir Brachos is all about. Wherever you go, there's a chance to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be aware of His presence. And if the cumulative effect of the mitzvahs that we do, the brachas that we recite in the course of the day, creates a sense of security. Obviously, in a very in a literal sense, the fact that we believe that mitzvahs are protecting, there's a schus that every mitzvah that's done is gives a schus. There's a Ramban, by the way, in our Pasha also, in the long Ramban of Shiloh HaKein, the Ramban quotes a whole discussion about mitzvahs and the purpose of mitzvahs. The Ramban quotes from Chazal, the Lashon is, Lama Shehei Megin Alecha. Why does Hashem give us mitzvahs? They should protect you. The Ramban goes on and explains, the purpose of mitzvahs is not for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our observance, per se. Doesn't need it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities to help us grow. And through that, says the Ramban, Sheneida Anachnu Ha'emes, V'niskebo, Ad Sheniyeh Ru'uyim, Rios Magein Aleinu. So that we will be worthy, that the mitzvahs will be a shield for us. So a shield certainly means kipshuto, that you never know what the schus of a mitzvah is. You never know. The schus is, of course, the keren kayemes olam haba. We all believe that the mitzvahs have incredible schusim to protect us, to give us schar nitzchi. We can't measure that in this world's terms. Schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. At the same time, there's also Paris Balam Hazeh, and you never know how a schus a person has from a mitzvah can come to help them in whatever way, in a very safety sense. On the other hand, beyond that, there's, I think, the idea that we're building for ourselves a shmira as well. In terms of going through life, there's all kinds of temptations that we face, all kinds of challenges that we face, personal challenges unique to ourselves, general challenges that are common to many of us, to the world at large, and we need somehow to reinforce ourselves, to feel that we can face those challenges, we can rise to those challenges, we can get through them. And that's also a form of protection. And the protection has to come in the form of recognizing the opportunities that we have. We're coming to shul anyway. You put a little more thought into the words, you're accessing something so great, the potential is there to create a shmira, to build shmira within yourself. Chesed, opportunities are here so much to do chesed. We come into contact with people all the time, within our shir, outside of our shir, beyond even the YP program, wherever we are, we're in a world where there's opportunities for chesed all the time. To the extent that we reach out and do chesedim, we're building ourselves, building our character, we're creating a shmira. This is how the mitzvahs present themselves to us. This is how the mitzvahs can form a protection for us to build our inner world. Coming in a few short weeks to Rosh Hashanah, we need to feel that we're being machazik ourselves day after day. Sometimes there's nowhere but our own backyard. You don't have to go looking for something way afield. It's built into the structure of our day. The din of meyam brachos b'chol yom, it's a chiyuv. But you can't just think of it as a chiyuv. It has to be seen as a davar d'mimeila. It happened. You stumbled on it. You came into shul. There you had the mitzvah. You had the opportunity. You're benching. Say the bracha with a little more kavana. A chesed opportunity. You're driving along the street. Someone needs a ride. You know, give them a lift for a few blocks. Give them a lift in an emotional way. They feel down. Good morning. How are you? Wherever you go, you have opportunities for chesed. It's an incredible thing to think about during these days of Elul, that the notion of Shiloh HaKein, Ki Kare, find opportunities. Don't have to look too far away. Just let it come to you, and you'll find the opportunity, Mimela. And so too, the Shmira that comes from it should give us that real sense of a bitachon. We should have the proper sense that we're being carried, we're being protected, and we should be able to use that protection to be able to motivate us further to continue Michael Lachayel.
Shabbat.